want to pull under the overpass.
Away
from the storm path, because you don't want to get stuck in the middle of a storm. And so even right now in life, it's so easy to just want to pull over in the middle of the storm that we're in, and you want to pull over and stop dreaming and stop believing and stop thinking that things can get better. But I want you to know that God did not build you to pull over, that you are storm-proof because he's in the storm with you. So keep driving to that destination, and I'll see you there.
Let's go. I brought some friends with me. We're going to do this song for you. I got friends all over the place. It's going to be beautiful. All the steps are working. All my brothers are doing the same song.
Today's a new day. Yeah. But there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new night, yeah. We're wearing our blue skies. Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
I almost gave up, but I power back. I can't explain. Who it fell from heaven like a shower.
Oh,
mouth. Hallelujah. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. Sorry I'm a little late getting on here. Ask Pastor Bill if she'll just take over for me a few minutes, and I shall return.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to thank Pastor for that selection. Smile. No matter what you're going through, smile. Always smile. When you smile, the whole world smiles with you. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from St. Luke, chapter 10 and verse 42. But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Amen. Amen, amen. We're going to ask Evangelist Renee if she's available to give us a prayer and maybe even a spiritual sandwich. Or maybe she's not on yet. Okay. But let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, thanking you for this day, Father God. We ask that you would just bless each and every one that is on this broadcast. Be with our pastor, Father God. Bless him as well, Father God. Lord, we just thanking you for another day, Father God, that you have allowed us to see, Lord, and we're giving you thanks, Father God. We ask that you would touch each and every one. Be with those who are sick and shut in. For you said, by your stripes we are healed. And be with those who are bereaved and going through. You said you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, Father God. Lord, we just want to just claim the word of God in our life. And we just want to stand on this word knowing that we are new creatures in Christ. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Thanking you, Father God, that we have been saved by your grace and your mercy, Father God. And Lord, we just thanking you for this word that we're learning more and more about faith and the God kind of faith. And Father God, we just ask you to just open us up to receive your word. Holy Spirit, you're welcome in our lives to teach us, to lead us, to guide us. Lord, bless each and every one on this broadcast. As we have been blessed to see another Memorial Day, Father God, and be with the veterans and all those that have went on to be with the Lord, fighting for the country, God, and we're praying for our country and praying for all those in high places. But we bind up anything and everything that is not like you, Lord, and we're just so thankful that you have blessed us to be a part of this broadcast, learning the true word of God. Now, Lord, have your way in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen. The pastor had been teaching on the God kind of faith. And one of our scriptures is from Hebrews, the 12th chapter and verses 1 and 2, and I'd like to read that. Okay, Hebrews the 12th chapter, verses 1 and 2 from the King James. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen, amen. And I also like to read that out of the Message Bible as well. And that's Hebrews 12. And we're talking about the God kind of faith. So from the Message Bible, from the Message Bible, this is 1 and 2 from the 12th chapter. It says, do you see what this means? All these pioneers who blazed the way, all these veterans cheering us on, it means we better get on with it. Sit down, start running, and never quit. No extra spiritual fat, no characteristic sin. Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we're in. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed. That exhilarating finish in and with God, he could put up with anything along the way. The cross, shame, whatever. And now he's there in the place of honor, right alongside God. Isn't that beautiful enough? And the subtitle to this chapter, or the first part of it, it says discipline in a long distance road. And so if we have that God kind of faith, then that's what we have to do. We have to discipline ourselves. So we have to allow God's word to be in our hearts. And as it says here in the Message Bible, it says, keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we're in. And then it tells us to study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed. And so, and that's how we have to be. We can't allow anything to distract us to have this God kind of faith. You know, when you're driving along the highway, you have to stay focused on everybody around you. So that, you know, if somebody decides to come over into the wrong, you know, come into your lane, you'll be able to either slow down or move out of the way. So it's the same way with God's word. When you allow his word to be in your life, then you stay focused on his word. You stay on that track, but, you know, you stay in that lane. You stay focused. Because of God's kind of faith that we as believers have to have. You know, you could have faith, you know. We put faith in our cars, you know. When we get ready to start our cars up, we put that key in that ignition and just, you know, we got faith that car is going to start. And the same with when we're walking. We got faith that that ground or floor is not going to give away under us. We had that faith. We could put one foot in front of the other foot and get where we're going. So we have to have that same kind of faith, only God kind of faith, in the word of God. And when we do that, we grow. Remember in 2 Corinthians 5:17, where it says we're new creatures in Christ. So being new in Christ, then we need to have the God kind of faith. That should be our engine to get us going. Have that God kind of faith. And so I have a reference verse, Colossians 3:8. Let me get there. And this, the reference verse to Hebrews 12:1. Colossians 3:8. in the King James. It would not Okay, and it's from the King James. It says, but now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. And so that's the reference verse when it tells us to lay aside everything, lay that aside. We don't want to be connected to that. So verse 12 says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and sin which doeth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Amen. So you want to put off all that. I like to tell us in Colossians 3:8, put off anger, put off wrath, put off malice, put off blasphemy, put off filthy communication, put all that off. Let it go. As the verse continues to tell us in verse 10, because you're new, so you need to have that God kind of faith, which takes us to Galatians 5:22. So we need to have that kind of food in our life so we can have that God kind of faith. And guess what? Faith is in the fruits of the Spirit. Because 5:22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Amen. Meekness, temperance, against such there is no law. Amen, amen. Praise God. Oh, Pastor, you available? Okay, so let me go to, now remember, we're talking about the God kind of faith. So I want to read Colossians 3:8 out of the Message Bible. And the Message Bible reads, let me start up a little further. The very credentials these people are waving around as something special, I'm tearing up and throwing out with the trash, along with everything else I used to take credit for. And why? Because of Christ? Yes. All the things I once thought were so important are gone from my life compared to the high privilege of knowing Christ Jesus as my Savior firsthand. Everything I once thought I had going for me is insignificant, dog dumb. So see, even Paul realized, he had to let go of all that stuff. And now he was walking in that God kind of faith. Because, when you read about him, you realize that he wasn't always there either. But when he came into the knowledge, he began to walk in the God kind of faith. So when we go to Galatians 5:22-23, and I'll read that also from the Message Bible. Okay, but what happens when we live God's way? He brings gifts into our lives much the same way the fruit appears in an orchard. Things like affection for others, exuberant about life, serenity. We develop a willingness to stick with things, a sense of compassion to the heart, and a conviction that a basic holiness permeates things and people. We find ourselves involved in loyal commitment, not needing to force our way in life, able to marshal and direct our energies wisely. Legalism is helpless in bringing this about. It only gets in the way. So, living the God kind of faith, we need to have the fruit in our life. Amen, amen. We also had read, I'm going to see my notes here. We also shared Matthew. Matthew 8, verses 5 through 13. Let us go there. Matthew 8, 5 through 13. We're still talking about the God kind of faith. Amen. Okay, almost start off with the Beatitudes. Okay. Okay, Matthew 8, 5 through 13, it says, and when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, and forgive me if I'm not saying that correctly, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant will be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the self same hour. Isn't that beautiful? He had faith that all Jesus had to do was speak it, and it shall be done. Now that's faith. And you know what? That's the same with us. When we speak it, by his stripes I am healed. You speak in faith, the God kind of faith. So you stand on that word, and you don't get off of that word, no matter what it's looking like, no matter what them doctors are saying. You stand on the word. Just like this centurion did, this soldier, he stood, he had faith in Jesus, and he stood on that word. He know if he just asked Jesus, that all Jesus had to do was speak it, and it was done. And it was done, because that's what's recorded right here in Matthew. Amen. So I'll read that from the Message Bible, and then if pastor's available, I'll turn it back over to him. So Matthew 8, and 5 through 13, it says, as Jesus entered the village of Capernaum, a Roman captain came up in a panic and said, Master, my servant is sick. He can't walk. He is in terrible pain. Jesus said, I'll come and heal him. Oh, no, said the captain. I don't want to put you to all that trouble. Just give the order, and my servant will be fine. Look at that face. I'm a man who takes orders and give orders. I tell one soldier, go, and he goes. To another, come, and he comes. To my slave, do this, and he does it. Taken aback, Jesus said, I've yet to come across this kind of simple trust in Israel. The very people who are supposed to know all about God and how he works. This man is a vanguard of many outsiders who will soon be coming from all directions, streaming in from the east, pouring in from the west, sitting down at God's kingdom banquet alongside Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Then those who grew up in the faith but had no faith. Oh my goodness, let me say that again. Then those who grew up in the faith but had no faith will find themselves out in the cold, outsiders to grace and wondering what happened. Then Jesus turned to the captain and said, go, what you believe could happen has happened. Can I say that again? Then Jesus turned to the captain and said, go, what you believe could happen has happened. At that moment, his servant became well. Amen, amen. All because he had the God kind of faith. Amen, amen. And also, before I turn it over to Pastor, yesterday he was talking about how Sarah was a beautiful woman. And the Bible says in Genesis that she was fair, you know, and fair meaning beautiful in the Old Testament. So I had looked that up. So if you would like to read it, it's Genesis 12, the 12th chapter of Genesis, and probably verse 10 through 13. And then you can take 14 to the end of the chapter and explain everything else that happened. But, yes, I just wanted to bring that out in case someone wanted to read that. And, Pastor, back in your hands.
Thank you so much, Pastor. Thank you all for standing by. I realize the time is already over, but I appreciate, Pastor, and the job you did. I'm sure it's awesome. I can't wait to go back and listen to the tape. But there is something I'd like to share with you all. We're talking about the God kind of faith. You can look this up at your leisure. But over there in the book of Matthew, there were two thieves that died, one on the right and one on the left. And I'm not going to go through the whole text there, but I'm going to show you the God kind of faith. The thief on the right said to Jesus, when you get in your kingdom, remember me. And Jesus said, this day. Now, you got to understand, this thief, first of all, he wasn't no church-going person. He wasn't none of that. He wasn't no Israelite. He didn't see all the miracles. He didn't see Jesus stop the wind. He didn't see him raise Lazarus from the grave. He didn't see any of this stuff. This man didn't see any of this stuff. He was out stealing. But he had faith in Christ. He knew that Jesus was the Christ. He knew that. And in saying that, he said, you know, when you get in your kingdom, as to say, I know you're the Christ, and I don't have to see it. I don't have to have no written document. I haven't joined the church, none of that stuff. But when you get in your kingdom, I want you to remember me. Jesus stopped dying. See, that's what faith can do. Jesus stopped dying. You know, they were railing and telling and spitting on him and calling him some of everything under the sun. But Jesus stopped dying and told the man this day, you shall be with me in paradise. See, that's the God kind of faith. I don't have to see it. I don't have to feel it. I don't have to know. I just believe that you are, so I'm going to ask you, just like your salvation. If you ask him to save you, you'll be saved. Thank you again, Pastor. We'll see you all on tomorrow. And